good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and of course, I'm going to start off this show with no music because I have a full-length show for you coming up in just a moment of live music. Before we get to that, I want to tell you a little bit of a couple things here. First off, on September 17th, I kicked off my latest podcast. I know I have way too many as it is, but this show will feature just 7 episodes. In fact, I designed it with one specific goal in mind, or two rather. One is promoting independent Celtic music, like I do, because that's my mission in life. And number two is to give you, the listener, a few hours of music to enjoy come St. Patrick's Day. Almost nonstop music. These podcasts are, I do brief introductions of bands and such, but there's no jabbering, no talking, nothing but music piled high. And it's about and like I said, there's going to be 7 episodes. It started on September 17th, which is 6 months to St. Patrick's Day, and it's going to go until March 17th, so you'll have lots of music to enjoy for the next, 6 months. So check it out. Go to stpatricksdayparty.net and you'll find out more about that. Second, if you're unsure what CD to start better understanding my music, which is, I always appreciate as well, because I put out a lot of music and I make a living doing music, so I need all the support I can get. But I did release a compilation CD of my most recent music called Irish Songs for New Orleans. It's a mix of fun and traditional songs combined with my own twisted humorous bits in there. It's a great starter CD for someone wanting to get to know my music. And third and finally, I forgot to mention this in last week, so I'm going to mention it here. Les Howard of The Signal dubbed me with a cool title. It's The Celt Father. And I must admit, I really love this title. Not only is it easy to say, Mark Gunn, The Celt Father, without having to go into things like Celtic music, the traditional and the twisted, but it's simple and it says a whole lot. So I've been throwing around all summer. I've been throwing around different promotional marketing terms and ideas, trying to come up with something that seems to say a little bit more, and so this is one that I kind of like. So we'll see. I'd like to know your thoughts about it. You can go to pubsong.com and post your comments to let me know what you think. But, you know, drop me a line. I do have a new iMix up, so head on over. This is another best of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and I hope you will go over there and rate high this iMix. And while you're at the iTunes, you can also rate, or wherever you're, whatever podcatcher you're using, you can rate the Pub Songs podcast. Let people know that you enjoy this show. I'd really appreciate that. Okay, Dragon Con. Totally stop tearing that up. Dragon Con. I guess it was almost drawing blanks on time. At Dragon Con a couple weeks back, I did a live Pub Songs podcast, and I got together with the Bedlam Bards, and we recorded some Firefly drinking songs. It was an awesome, fun time, and I'm going to play you the show in its entirety right now. And if you do enjoy this, we're going to take this, and hopefully we'll get some good recordings at FenCon, and we're going to take some recordings there and mix them all together and create a Firefly drinking song CD. And you'll be able to get that at markgunn.com or bedlambards.com. And that is, of course, what this show is all about. So I'm going to kick it in right now. And if you have any thoughts or comments, suggestions, email me, sláinte@markgunn.com, or go over to pubsong.com and you can find out more. That's about it. So enjoy this show. It's like I said, this is the uncut version. I'm going to mix down, break it into something a little bit more usable for a live CD, much more enticing. It'll be shorter than this. So check it out, enjoy, and I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
This is the Pub Songs podcast. You rolling already?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
Okay.
I'm
so rolling. You have your shameless promotion. You should have been shamelessly promoting the thing earlier. You should have had it rolling. You could have.
Oh, mine was rolling when I shamelessly reloaded. I just didn't know the whole podcast was.
So, any case, this is the Pub Songs Podcast. Pub Songs Podcast is a podcast that I host, pubsong.com, and basically it's a little bit of Celtic music, and then it goes wherever I want it to go. If I want to ramble on things, I ramble. If I don't, I don't. I just play music sometimes. Just kind of varies quite a bit. And a few weeks back, I had this little brainstorm. I had already had this panel lined up, and I was sitting here talking to Cedric on the phone and said, hey, it'd be kind of cool. I don't have enough songs for a Firefly Drinking Songs album, but together, they have a whole bunch of songs that they haven't recorded yet. And so I talked him into coming out here and joining me for a panel on that we could do a live Pub Songs podcast, but not just Pub Songs, Firefly Pub Songs, Firefly Drinking Songs, which is the whole goal of this. Now, in order for this to work properly, though, that might work. No. Don't. It might work. I'm not saying it's not going to. The crinkling paper. I see some beers over there.
Yay, beer.
Clink them. There you go. Okay.
That's a pub. And, that's a pub.
That's what we're aiming for. We're aiming for a nice, jovial, lighthearted feeling here. So, Cedric, tell a joke.
What's brown and... No. You said Cedric. What's brown and sticky? A stick.
I should have said good joke.
It's a pub song. There was these two Irishmen walked into a pub. You'd have thought the first one would have told the second one.
Bar. Right, they walk into a bar. All right. How about a toast?
A toast!
To Ireland, where every third door is a pub with three doors.
I'll drink to that.
He'll drink anything.
Shush you. Not in sync, either. That's just wrong.
Share a brain cell.
Okay, so the first song in your Firefly hymnal is going to be Monahan's Mother's Milk. Turn to page... I don't know what it is. This one has a very simple chorus which goes, repeat after me, won't you pour me a glass?
Won't you pour me a glass?
Of Monahan's Mother's Milk.
Of Monahan's Mother's Milk.
We'll wash the mud away.
We'll wash the mud away.
If you pour me a glass.
If you pour me a glass.
Of Monahan's Mother's Milk.
Of Monahan's Mother's Milk.
We'll leave Higgins' damn moon someday.
We'll leave Higgins' damn moon someday.
And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's Mother's Milk? We'll wash the mud away.
Like a mother's gas.
Won't you pour me a glass?
In this dear cold verse, till then I drink my Monahan's for cheer.
pour me a glass of
bounce it back and forth, and we each have some songs here, and Cedric's getting started right now, so good job. That was a nice little bounce back.
Oh, thank you, yeah, so very bouncy. For those of you at home, I'm bouncing. Feel free to bounce with us.
Bouncy, bouncy.
So,
what should we do next?
Hero of Canton? Shall we do Hero of Canton? We have recorded Hero of Canton.
I was thinking we'd save that for the last.
Oh, you want to say, all right, well,
save
then
that
let's
for
do.
The end.
All right.
There's a couple of, if you don't have something, there's a couple of lyric sheets right up here, so grab those. And whenever you're ready to clink, clink away.
Well, that's enough for pub songs. Kaylee. All right, let's do Kaylee. Yeah,
okay.
Let's do Kaylee.
Let's sing.
Yeah!
Woo! Hey. Jewel State already thinks I'm a stalker. Let's not push those anymore. Yeah, people have been bugging us to record this for years and years, and various, you know, unauthorized, not the Bedlam Bards recordings have snuck out, and this is another one. So, here we go. Someday we're going to do a studio version of this song. And if I had hubris, I would jump up and say, and we'll have it by DragonCon 2011. But yeah. I'm not going to say that. We're going to have it by DragonCon 2011. Yes. Your part in this song is very simple. Your part goes, hoo-hoo-hoo. Can you do that? Yeah. All right, and you'll do that when I gesture out like this. So one, two, three. Hoo-hoo-hoo. All right, very good. Because I love her and I miss her, and she hasn't updated Facebook the whole time I've been away, and I hope she's all right at home. And if you want to look her up, she's Kaylee Cat, both words with K's, on Facebook, and you can friend her, and she'll friend you too, even though you're not as good as she is because you're not cats.
Some of them are.
Well, yeah, some of her friends are cats, dogs, rodents, horses. It's crazy. People pretending they're animals on Facebook. I don't get it. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, I should sing that verse that I wrote for my cat. It goes something like this. If you were like your namesake, we know you'd be a giver. But you're so unpredictable, we should have called you River. The neighbors are afraid of you, it's really such a pity. They all call you that psycho kitty. Ow, Kaylee! Kaylee! She wrote a verse for me, and I'm a very proud kitty daddy, so I want to sing that verse for you right now. The verse that my cat wrote for me goes like this. Meow, 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 purr. Time to be your mister. But life is really tough when you're in love with your own sister. If ever I seem too formal, it's because my feelings weren't complex. I mean, who knew you just wanted sex? Okay, Lee. Joke right there, Mark. I don't care what everybody else says. I think you're funny.
Yeah, but looks aren't anything.
All right, so the next song I'm going to do is when I was working on the whole idea of doing a Firefly Drinking Songs album, I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of old songs that might have been reintroduced into the birth, and one of these songs I came up with was a parody. You call it a parody. Is parody funny?
Yeah, parodies should be funny. It's like, it's a reimagining.
A reimagining of Oh Susanna, if you know the old folk song. And it's got a nice chorus too, you know, Oh Susanna, Don't You Cry For Me. A little bluesy feel to it, you know, just follow along as you're ready to sing along. Whereas in most panels, crosstalk is usually not appreciated. As long as it's not too much, it's okay here. So, you know, because, you know, that's what the pub's going to be supposed to be like. You can laugh. I saw you trying. Oh, don't let you laugh. You can laugh. It's okay.
I left my home on Aerial and on a harp on my knee. I boarded a ship to shadow my true love for the sea. We burned real hard for 3 whole weeks. Our boredom there drawing nigh. It's the cold steel of a firefly. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry. Susanna, don't you cry for me. I left my home on Aereo and all the harp on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I boarded a ship to shadow my true love, oh, to see. I had a dream the other night. Some reavers, they came on board. I thought I saw Susanna staring down that bloody horn. She loaded up a shotgun. Well, those bullets never ran dry. Those reavers, they hit the ground. And Susanna pulled me to her thigh. Susanna, don't you cry for me. I left my home on Aereo and all the harp on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I boarded a ship to shatter my true love for the sea.
Take it, Cedric.
Shadow. I'll look in an old saloon. If she's not there, I'll search the verse, comb every bloody moon. And if I do not find her, well, I'm sure I'll up and die. And when I'm dead and buried, oh, Susanna, don't you cry. Susanna, don't you cry for me. I left my home on Aereo and on a harp on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I boarded a ship to shadow my true love. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
Really loud.
I left my home on Aereo and on a harp on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I boarded a ship to shadow my true love. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I left my home on Aereo and all the harp on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I boarded a ship to shadow my true love for to see.
What you want to do next there?
I want to tell you, Mark, I really love that song.
Thank you.
Wow. I really like that.
Thank you much.
I hadn't heard it before today, so.
Yeah, we had a nice time working right before this as people are coming by the table. CD, right, yes. You buy CDs.
Yes, it was great to see you again. We won't see you for a year. Hug. All right, we have to play.
Yeah, maybe not the best of times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
maybe that plan of playing last night would have been better. But,
yeah. Sorry, I was drunk
under the
table.
We missed it by that much. Playing phone tag. It's funny, the phone, you go, and when you're not around the con, you pretty much talk to the person right away. Around the con, it goes, okay, here's my message. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, well.
I can see we're going to do one of these two.
Yeah, one of these two. Well, which one do we feel like doing? You want to do...
two Fruity Odie bars.
All right, that sounds like a good call. Fruity Odie bars, all right. Let me get those lyrics where I can see them. Yeah.
We haven't actually changed these lyrics, right?
Come on in, say hi.
I can't read
hi.
Them.
Yeah, no, these are pretty close to what we actually sing. That's right, good. Yeah. No mentions of my cat in here. No. All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing well. We actually wrote this one right around the Brown Coat Backup Bash. I remember sitting there the day before coming up with verses for this. That bit of history will matter to people. Thank you.
mandatory.
Little shout out to our friends at the Signal Podcast.
Woo!
I really meant the one in the movie, but still, you can't stop it.
You can't stop the signal.
Yeah, either way.
All right, I think we're going to go into a song that my friend and I wrote together, Ree Sheridan Rose.
You have a friend?
Brown Coats, you know me.
I know Ree, I'm just
using Brown Coats Keep Flying. She was asking me on Facebook whether I had done this. This song was written for the Brown Coats Redemption film on the, we're doing like a compilation. I supplied this song to them, and they sing the chorus for you, so you can really get that for a moment. It's a very short chorus, though. While they're getting ready. Freedom the spark in, if I get the right key. Freedom the spark in the heart of the black, brown coats are raving. Take our purpose back. So there you go.
And everyone can hold that note, right?
Right.
Good.
as long as you can, you know.
More beer.
Drink up.
We all need more beer.
All right.
That was an amazing big breath, by the way, all of you. I just think. Wow, the whole room.
How do we get that on the recording?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll awesome. Aim a mic out that way.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, we just recorded it.
Yeah. Hey. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll just slip that in and we'll record it. This right. is by Dragon Con Podcast.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Broke many a man. Brown coats keep flying as best as we can. A fight was for glory, for gold or for guns. A fight was for freedom for our daughters and our sons. Freedom the spark in the heart of the black. The brown coats are aiming to take the burst back. Lost along the way, and many a brown coat still hunted today. The prizes of freedom to follow the stars. Know that whatever we hold to is ours. Freedom to spark in the heart of the black. Brown coats are aiming to take. As free as you please. So try our luck there till it beats us at last. Our faces turn forward, our hearts in the past. Our freedom's a spark in the heart of the black. Brown coats are in to take. Tall when they gave us their worst. There are no finer men in the whole of the earth. Freedom the spark in the heart of the black. Brown coats are in to take a burst back. Freedom the spark in the heart of the black. Brown coats are in to take.
I know they show a lot of independent films here at Dragon Con. Did anybody see this one? It might have been overlooked. It was called Browncoat's Redemption. Thank you, yes. had a huge premiere the other night. And we have a song in it.
In it.
In it. In it, yes.
Bless you, bastard.
Boy, yes. Yes. Thank you.
Martial arts, don't mind. People are just beating each other up next door is what I'm using.
There was one more person.
Bar fight, yeah!
One more person who said, damn it, they got a song in there. Wow, all the lyrics, they're going to know if I met. All right. Yeah, and now this in mode, I would not have thought of this really as a pub song so much, because it's a little bit serious and all that. But then it occurred to me that it's the song that we're singing in the movie when we're playing the musicians
in the pub.
So
it might be a pub song.
I guess it was. Oh, it's called
Freedom Cost.
No.
Oh, sorry. You're pointing some out your way.
I'm sorry. Hush, little citizen, a lullaby for a somnambulant public. Those of you who don't know that word somnambulant, did I spell it wrong there? Is that an E at the end? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, oh well. Yeah, somnambulant means sleepwalking, and it's actually a word that gets used in the movie Serenity to refer to the public and how they just watch the news and are like, you know, zombies. Completely hypnotized by everything that the media puppet show puts out there for you. So yeah, I wrote this song about it back during a previous administration. But it's not reflective of any sort of modern political things and all that. Did I change the lyrics in here or not? Did I? Oh, hey, I have both versions. All right, so yeah, the ones in parentheses are the ones that we, you know, wrote for the show. So pay no attention to the actual modern references in there. And just, I wonder if British Petroleum would have scanned better than Exxon. Anyway.
But they hadn't built yet.
That's right, yes. Hush now, little citizen, forget what you have seen. Yes, we know that it was broad-waved every world on every screen. Yes, we knew you heard her dying words, you heard her dying screams. But please just watch our puppet show, don't ask who pulls the strings. Hush now, little citizen, hush now, don't you cry. Your daddy doesn't torture, no, your daddy doesn't lie. Your daddy's got it covered up, so please don't make a fuss. Don't pretend that you've seen monsters, don't pretend they look like us. Don't stand up, just lie down. There are no monsters eating flesh, just monsters wearing crowns. Don't think that we are meddlesome, don't think we're in your heads. Well, you can stop that signal if you'll just go back to bed. We are not some evil empire, this is not what it says. Wake up, somnambulist, just go back to your dreams. Don't stand up, just lie down. There are no monsters eating flesh, just monsters wearing crowns. So shut up, little citizen, cause Parliament knows best. Just put your thumb back in your mouth when you want to protest. If you should start to question if our wars are justified, just swallow all our talking points and you'll be pacified. Don't stand up, just lie down. There are no monsters eating flesh, just monsters wearing crowns. Don't count the price of gas, my child, don't count the price of oil. Tell you for your circuses and bread. Don't stand up, just lie down. There are no monsters eating flesh, just monsters wearing crowns. We're building better nations, better worlds, everyone. The shadow is still burning and we have just begun. So if chickens should come home to roost, please lock Pandora's box.
Just shut your eyes and close your minds and listen to the fox. Don't stand up, just lie down. There are no monsters eating flesh, just monsters wearing crowns. Don't stand up, just lie down. There are no monsters eating flesh, just monsters wearing crowns. Part of the chord, you're part of the problem.
Okay. All right. The next song is a song I debuted yesterday at the Signal. It is called "Bring Me Home." It was inspired by an episode of Firefly called "The Message." The whole concept behind it was I was thinking about the whole idea of a boy fighting for the independence in Serenity Valley. And he's basically getting, like, everyone's dying left and right around him, and he tells his friend to bring his body home to his family. That same sort of concept that came up in that show. So it's got a very pretty simple chorus here. So how's everyone doing? Did you have a great time at Dragon Con?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo!
So that's a no? Or is that an oblivious? That's a exhausted yes. We should have a Firefly zombie song right now.
Reavers, Johnny Reavers. I think somebody's already written that.
Reavers, Johnny Reavers.
Right. Reavers and zombies.
Shiny.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, start singing whenever you're ready. Just bring the hum out. The song goes like this. Bring me. Oh, let me get the right key, too.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that. Oh, yeah. This was the best one you wrote down.
I know. We're getting to it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Bring me home. Bring me home, boys, bring me home.
my breath has left, bring me
home. Stealing it.
You want to go ahead and do the a drop of Reaver blood?
A drop of Reaver blood.
You know, the, like the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, with yeah, all of that other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not in there. Sure. Don't
yeah,
bother.
Yeah, don't bother. But
that's okay. He'll be telling you your lie.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's actually, you know what you could works, do is you could have someone shout out different verses.
Sure, yeah, you can have it too.
Okay, cool.
It's just going to be whichever one I shout out after you shout out that first one, which was right, drop of Reaver blood.
Yes, yes, okay.
All right, yeah.
All right, so for those who don't know, there's an old sea shanty called Drop of Nelson's Blood, also known as We'll Roll the Old Chariot Along, and we're going to do a version of this. I've parodied this song many times, and as I change it up, it's the type of song that you can throw in lyrics all the time, and lo and behold, Cedric comes to me this morning and says, hey, someone gave me some lyrics for this song, and I said, well, I had already started something, which I called it A Drop of Reaver Blood, and he has all these other lyrics, so we're just going to start.
And by someone, we mean Kieran Patterson at Firefly Cargo Bay, your provider of shiny things for the verse.
Love you, Karen.
Okay, there you go. And it goes like this. A drop of broken blood wouldn't do you any harm.
Just like that.
Oh,
just
how did like the Trekkies sneak in here?
Slap.
Oh, ouch.
You want to just do it a cappella? We can do that. Let's do that.
Sure, work. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Anyway. Okay. A drop of Reaver blood. Let's get the right verse, damn it.
A drop of Reaver blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Reaver blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Reaver blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind. Those gore and purple bellies couldn't do us any harm. Those gore and purple bellies couldn't do us any harm. Those gore and purple bellies couldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Cool.
A shiny deal with Badger wouldn't do us any harm.
A shiny deal with Badger couldn't do us any harm. A shiny deal with Badger couldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly. Firefly along, we'll roll the old firefly along, we'll roll the old firefly along, and we'll all hang on behind.
A slinky dress for Zoe couldn't do us any harm.
A slinky dress for Zoe couldn't do us any harm. A slinky dress for Zoe wouldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old firefly along, we'll roll the old firefly along, we'll roll the old firefly along, and we'll all hang on behind.
A job in the Corps wouldn't do us any harm.
A job in the Corps wouldn't do us any harm. A job in the Corps wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Going to our bunk wouldn't do us any harm.
Going to our bunk wouldn't do us any harm. Going to our bunk wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind.
And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind. The shepherd's wild hair wouldn't do us any harm.
The shepherd's wild hair wouldn't do us any harm. The shepherd's wild hair wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Our own love bot wouldn't do us any harm.
Our own love bot wouldn't do us any harm. Our own love bot wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind.
And
we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Fruity Odie bars couldn't do us any harm.
Fruity Odie bars couldn't do us any harm. Fruity Odie bars couldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind.
Hey, look, a tussle.
We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly by lung, and we all hang on behind. Woo! A new catalyzer couldn't do us any harm.
A new catalyzer couldn't do us any harm.
A new catalyzer couldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along, and we'll all hang on behind.
Loud Hawaiian shirts couldn't do us any harm.
Loud Hawaiian shirts couldn't do us any harm.
Loud Hawaiian shirts couldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
A gun named Vera really could do us harm.
A gun named Vera really could do us harm.
A gun named Vera really could do us harm. We'll all hang on behind. It's my very favorite gun.
We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
A trip to Miranda couldn't do us any harm.
A trip to Miranda couldn't do us any harm.
A trip to Miranda couldn't do us any harm. Am I getting sleepy?
We'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Some big damn heroes couldn't do us any harm.
Some big damn heroes couldn't do us any harm. Some big damn heroes couldn't do us any harm. We'll all hang on behind. As we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Stuff from Blue Sun couldn't do us any harm.
Some stuff from Blue Sun couldn't do us any harm. Some stuff from Blue Sun couldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Hands of Blue, 2x2, couldn't do us any harm.
Hands of Blue, 2x2, couldn't do us any harm. Hands of Blue, 2x2, couldn't do us any harm. We'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
An end to the song couldn't do us any harm.
An end to the song couldn't do us any harm. An end to the song couldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
One more verse wouldn't do us any harm.
One more verse wouldn't do us any harm. One more verse wouldn't do us any harm. We'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. We'll roll the old firefly along. And we'll all hang on behind.
A big damn trilogy wouldn't do us any harm.
A big damn trilogy wouldn't do us any harm. A big damn trilogy wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind.
Would that be anything like a song from the verse wouldn't do us any harm?
Or a verse from the verse.
A verse from the verse.
I'm not averse to verses from the verse. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we only made. Oh, there was an ending. Sorry. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, that is a good ending. Sorry. Yeah, that'll have to be on our next album. Yeah. On. Yeah.
All right.
People keep complaining that we haven't brought out a sequel to On the Drift, and I'm like, excuse me. You know, we haven't had a sequel to Serenity either. You know.
I think we're fully ahead on that one.
Yeah.
We got two songs in the can.
That's right. We've started working on it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Speaking of leading by example and all that stuff. Yeah. This is a song for the 76th Independent Battalion. Anybody heard of the 76?
Oh yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yay. They are some very, very shiny brown kids. You know all those Civil War guys who are into historical recreation? I think that the 76th is into historical pre-creation. Pre-creation. Because there's some of that too. There's plenty of that. Yeah, that's the study of Henry VIII as historical appropriation. Yeah, really, really shiny bunch of people who dress up in the uniforms of the independent soldiers from the Battle of Serenity Valley, and they adopted us several years ago. So we're like the USO for the 76. You know how in the episode Shindig they take away the guns when you go into the party. right? We went to a 76th shindig a few years ago, and they issued us a gun when we walked in the door. Like, here is your airsoft pistol. The rules inside the house are no face shots, no crotch shots, no barred shots. Don't shoot the barred other. Thank you. Yeah. Great, great people. So their motto, by the way, is Libertas Sumptus, which means freedom costs. And many of them are actual war veterans. And so this song is for all of them. When you can't run, you walk. When you can't walk, you crawl. When you find someone to carry you, then rise up and stand tall. One raindrop might be nothing, but no one can stop a wave.
Run from the rich and he gave you the poor. Stood up to the man and he
you mutters out there!
The Pub Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, The Traditional, and The Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.